FM.
FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Woo. Producer Jackson, day three, third day's a charm.
Yeah, back in the hot seat. Third time lucky.
You're just doing really well, though.
So. Hopefully, I'll just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, of course you will. Look at him pressing those buttons. He knows exactly.
Well, I have my glasses today. I haven't had them for the last 2 days,
oh.
And I've been pretending like I'm fine, but actually, but I really can't see anything.
I just noticed.
It's pretty amazing you're able to do it without being able to see.
Oh, it's all luck.
just point your finger somewhere, it'll work.
Well, you know what, guys, last night I watched one of my favourite movies with James Franco and his mate, This Is the End. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but basically it's about these you know, friends who get on the gear and they sort of like come on the other side of it and the world's ended. It's like the apocalypse.
Jeez.
So really, really funny movie. You know, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, list goes on. But it's funny because I finished the movie in bed, and through obviously this whole movie, it's the apocalypse. So it's like, you know, fire and hell and like embers burning. So it's very yellow and red orientated. So I turn the TV off, and then through my curtains, I just see this yellow light just flashing. I said, Ben, crap, the apocalypse is here. Like, it was like this really surreal experience because I've looked at the window and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on outside? Like, because we didn't hear anything. It was exactly like the movie. So I'm like, should I check? And he's like, well, yeah, I'm closest to the window. So I've jumped up and I've like peeked out. This bloody roadworks sign, you know, the arrow telling everyone to merge right at the front of our house, like just flashing like mad. It was so funny.
I was thinking, my guess was tow truck. You know, they always have the yellow light on the top. Like, oh, watch out, we're towing someone or you'll get towed.
Thank goodness we had those, what are those blackout shutters?
Oh, yeah.
I put them down. Couldn't, like, it was pitch black. They're amazing.
Almost like they black things out.
Yeah, they should honestly be on every single home as a standard feature. I don't think I could have a house without them ever again.
Really?
Yeah, at least bedrooms, because they're so good.
Oh, good for sleeping, like deep sleep. I get that.
Snuggly.
Hey, up next, we are going to get the latest with Hamish Everything re-COVID-19.
Doing it after Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, 606 with the Novos on UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And he's here to tell us everything re-COVID-19 that's been happening over the last 24 hours.
Well, yes. I mean, it's sort of slowing down, really. I mean, there's a lot of that's still happening, but, you know, you're finding that it's sort of, you know, dull roar, I think, is the best way to put COVID-19 at the moment. But anyway, so something big has happened overnight. We're talking yesterday about China, how it's been reticent to, or outright against this international inquiry into how the coronavirus started.
They've
been dragged kicking and screaming, and they've just signed on to the, they've co-signed the bill, so they've supported it now at the World Health Assembly overnight. It was led by calls by Australia and put forward by the EU, but now it is even supported by China.
Is this the one where they go in after it's all over?
Yeah.
Right. So, just when everyone's forgotten about it?
This is the thing, too.
Was there something we were supposed to be doing?
It's a very different beast to what Australia was pushing for in the first place. And China's been quick to point that out. And they've even laughed at the fact that Australia has been pushing for it. They say we shouldn't be claiming responsibility for it. And China's saying, well, no, it needs to happen after the pandemic is finished. And Australia and a lot of other countries are saying, no, we need to do this very soon. We need to find out. It's finally happened, and so now hopefully we can get away, do it and find out exactly what's caused it. Hopefully that might actually help with finding a vaccine.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
You know, if we do determine.
Then that does seem crazy to leave it till it's all over.
It does. I mean, if we can establish exactly how it started, then we could probably find out a way to stop it. Anyway, the state government's confirmed that regional travel in New South Wales will be allowed from June the 1st. So there was originally a holiday ban across New South Wales.
Yeah.
That will end. It will help struggling tourism operators in regional areas, of course, because they've been hit hard by both the bushfires and now the lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's very important to find a balance between protecting people's health and also to helping those regional economies.
Well, that's great news because by then, there should be a second lot of school holidays around then, shouldn't there? Or almost August.
June the 1st.
Yeah, June.
Mm.
No, not really.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I think you're close. Well,
the girl without kids here shouldn't be.
we're
none of us do, so we're like,
just Googling it madly.
I was thinking there's holidays now. I was like, oh, that's good for families. Like, you can take the kids camping and stuff again.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a lot of those kind of places will be, you know, counting on this coming up, this income coming in.
Absolutely. And there are good things to come out of coronavirus. As we've been talking about this before, the fact that there's a lot less pollution across the world, the carbon emissions are well down what they've been previously. There's been a study, it's found that there's been a 17% drop in CO2 emissions from fossil fuels last month because directly of coronavirus. That's the lowest since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It's also estimated that Australians have saved around $2 billion that would have otherwise gone into pokey machines because of the pokey machine clubs have been shut down for 2 months.
Of course.
$2 billion.
That's hard to get your head around. Because they talk about, you know, the size of a relief package, say, in Australia. It'd be, I don't know, is it matching that or is it...
Well, certainly for certain things, the childcare, the free childcare is worth about just under half that amount.
Yeah.
And they're actually pushing for that to stay at the moment because they're really struggling. They've got, their enrolments are well down.
Of course.
And so they're trying to phase that free childcare in. But, that's a lot of money. It really is.
Hamish, can you debunk something for me? I was actually at Woolworths the other day, right? And one of the girls was happy to pack my groceries, right? I was there yesterday, and then they were like, "Oh no, you'll have to pack them yourself." Has there been a change in that? Like, I don't know if I know Coles had the whole thing with pack your own groceries. Yeah. But then I don't know if Woolworths is maybe letting the operator choose whether they want to do it or not.
I don't know. I have to find that one out. I know, as you said, Coles has been doing it for some time now. I'm not aware of Woolworths enforcing it.
It might be the case that just like that previous person just forgot and just was already worked there for ages.
Well, she offered. She said, do you want me? Because I was going to get my bags and do it. She's like, would you like me to do that? And I was like, if you're allowed to. And she's like, yeah. And she took it and she started doing it.
Might be operator by operator.
Yeah, like whether they feel comfortable. I don't know, but that happened to me and I was like, I've got to bring that up because I don't know. And
Hamish will call the CEO of Woolworths and find out for you.
Thanks, Hamish.
You've got his number, don't you?
It's speed dial. That's an old thing, isn't it? I've got it on my phone.
I just can't keep up with the changes. And then I said that. I made a joke to the lady. I'm like, I said, no worries, I'll do it. I said, I just can't keep up with all the changes. She just looked at me, and I'm like,
well, that joke was lost on this audience. I'm out of here. What's in Jade's box next, though?
Mm-hmm. I've got something in there. I'm going to reach over and give it a shake.
All right, the clue for today is you use this to help things be tighter.
Okay.
13:10:09, what is inside Jade's box?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
What's in Jade's box?
And we have a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine up for grabs. All you got to do is figure out what is inside Jade's box.
That's it. I've forgotten the clue. Crevo, can you tell me again?
Of course I can. The clue is it's used to help to keep things tight.
All righty, let's go to the phones. Brad, how are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. And look, I was having a chat to you off air, and I'm really sorry to hear that you and your wife have both lost your jobs. Could you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, we both work in childcare, and early on, the childcare centres were told they're going to get subsidy from the government still, and that'll be as of the enrolments of the children that are there from the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of centres that already had dropped enrolments. So now that they're starting to pick up a few enrolments again, they're only getting the government subsidy for that, but they have to maintain ratios in the childcare industry. So the more children that come back, the more children that come back, the more it's costing the centre to pay those people.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because they're only getting the subsidy from the kids that are enrolled before that certain cutoff date.
Yeah, so they're there are some centres out there that are actually losing money, quite a bit of money.
God, that's no good at all, is it?
So, like, are you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We're actually spending quality time with our daughter.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's a hidden blessing, I guess, isn't it?
How long do you think it'll be before you'll both be back at work?
I'm already doing some casual stuff now as well, in childcare, but we both hadn't been at the centre long enough to qualify for the JobKeeper, so we were let go.
That sucks, man.
My partner was 13 days of finishing her probationary period.
Gotta be kidding. That's so unlucky.
I hope everything turns around for you guys and quickly, hey.
Yeah, so it's all right. We'll find something again.
Yeah,
all right, Brad. Well, let's hope we can get you a bottle of wine. So we'll give a second clue?
Yeah, of course we will. The shape of it is round.
Tighten.
Used to help to keep things tight, and the shape is round.
Is it like a nut of a bolt?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, basically a nut for a bar. You've got it. You've got yourself a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine. Thanks for sharing your story, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Cheers. There we go. Another day. Back again tomorrow. What's in Jade's box? Next, though, we are talking boating mistakes. This is after a couple of guys took the jet skis down to the ocean and they had them on the back of the trailer, back it up, get on the jet skis, and off they go. They left the boat and trailer just sort of on the boat ramp.
Yep.
Unfortunately, tide came in.
Oh, no.
Flooded the car.
Oh.
So 13 10 09, give us a call with your boating mistakes.
Going to do it after the news with Hamish, 6:29.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. UFM.
Hamish, you were just mentioning before about Trump there taking the malaria drug.
Yes.
Now, I've heard of the term AIDS group, but I've never heard of the term weight group. Well, it feels like they were trying to search for the most politically correct way to say that he's well overweight.
Yeah, and I think she tried to be politically correct and then just gave up and said, he's morbidly obese.
It actually sounds worse when you say you're in a certain weight group. Like, the only time I've heard similar is, like, weight classes, which is only used for wrestlers and cattle sales.
I'm so surprised that his doctor's letting him take it.
Hydroxychloroquine, to be honest, it's not only is there medical evidence to suggest that it doesn't work, it also makes it worse. They've done tests on this it's a malarial drug, but that it's actually found that in a certain age group, it actually can increase your likelihood of dying from coronavirus. It's exactly the wrong thing to take. According to numerous tests.
Is he in bed with, like, some big pharma that makes it or something? Like, because he sure, carries the bottle around pretty proudly.
Does he?
Yeah. He brings it out.
Well, he was in a press conference and he started just talking about the fact that he takes the drug and he was getting quite riled up about it. And it wasn't prompted by any question. The journos are there going, we didn't ask you about that, but thank you.
We didn't ask you, mate. Anyway, very interesting to see how that develops. Mm. Next, though, we are talking about boating mistakes after a couple of guys backed the boat trailer down, got their jet skis off, left the trailer on the ramp, high tide came in, swamped the whole car.
Oh, wouldn't you be spewing, like, you're having the time of your life on your jet ski.
Jet skis.
You're like, there's a big wave, I'm going for it. Like, you know, and then you go back and to find your car floating in the ocean.
Oh, just absolutely shocking. So, you know, boats being crashed, sunk, injuries, that sort of gear.
Anything.
Boating mistakes, 13 10 09. We've got one of those awesome Jester's car washers up for grabs, valued at $70. They do awesome mobile car washing.
Going to do it after the Biebs. Quavo, Intentions.
Oh, it's my tune.
Dan, you love it. Chasing Thompson, 24 and mostly sunny across the region. It is the Novos on UFM. The Biebs, Quavo, Intentions. You're waking up with the Novos on UFM. Talking boating mistakes this morning.
This is all because a couple of guys took their jet skis down. They're like, sweet, we're going to have an awesome time kicking about on jet skis. They drove the boat trailer or jet ski trailer down to the ramp.
Yep.
Took the jet skis off, went off and had their fun, left the trailer on the ramp, their car and trailer completely flooded with high tide.
Horrible. And you know what? There's nothing worse. Like, you know, you've had a great day out on the jet skis, your yacht, your boat, whatever watercraft you're on, and then you come back to find your car floating, just bobbing there on the shoreline. Because by that point of the day, you're sunburnt, you're dehydrated.
You're tired.
You just want to go home. You want to have a hot shower. And then you can't get home. You're lucky if any of you have a phone. Like, do you know how hard it is to find a working payphone these days?
Well, pretty much impossible.
Nightmare.
No one's used one since the 90s.
Exactly. Like, devastating. It's really funny because Benny works at BCF, my husband, at Taylor's Beach. And, like, obviously, it's, you know, there's yachts galore down there, boaties. And it's a joke out at the bay that, you know, if you want some entertainment, especially at Christmas time when all the Sydneysiders come up and holiday in the bay, they all get their watercraft out at Little Beach.
Yeah.
So everyone says you go there with your fish and chips and you sit there to watch the entertainment because everyone gets really impatient. It's packed. Everyone's trying to get on and off the ramp. They're not putting their trailers on properly. There's so many accidents there constantly.
It's one of my long-held beliefs that no couple has ever loaded a boat onto a trailer without an argument in history.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those activities that you don't do often enough to be great at. It doesn't matter if that's your job.
I was just saying to you guys, like, there'd be nothing worse just being on a boat sinking.
Oh.
Like, I don't care if you can see the shoreline, even if you're 100 metres away, it's still frightening.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, crap. You immediately start thinking of Jaws.
Yeah, well, my uncle's actually been in an incident like this where he had to swim to shore.
No.
I don't know what happened, but the boat got stuck in, like, drive and it was just doing donuts in the harbour.
Oh.
But he's fallen out. So he's had to swim to the shore.
Oh,
I just couldn't think of anything more terrifying.
Absolutely.
What happens? You just could wait for it to run out of fuel,
I guess.
And you sit there watching, hoping something doesn't change.
What a nightmare.
Absolutely.
Real incident I've ever been involved in was my mum. She was driving. Dad said, you want to drive the boat? And steering it from the back. I don't know how she did it, but she hit one of those navigation posts out at sea.
Serious?
My head, I flew. I would have been little. I'm probably 7'6". I've flown, bam, and my head's hit the front of the boat. And all I remember, it was a horrible experience. All I remember was just being, like, dazed and, like mum screaming, my baby! Dad's, like, panicking, like, go get her, get out of the way. and just having, sitting there in mum's arms, like, freezing and just having them pat my head. Mum was panicking.
Traumatic.
Oh.
For
but
everyone
anyway,
involved.
It really, really was. Good times. We're going to get a round of love and loathe after this. Producer Jackson and Crevo, I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
After checking our rides.
On UFM, the Novos. Love it or loathe it.
Alrighty, it's my turn to get Crevo and Jackson your thoughts on the daily topics. We're going to kick off with this first one, Cherry Ripe. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
You do love cherry ripe?
Absolutely.
Yay! We're cherry ripe family. This excites me.
That is my guilty pleasure. Like, I don't eat chocolate or sweets that much,
mm-hmm.
but a cherry ripe. I cannot go into a servo and get fuel without picking up a cherry ripe. And it has to be the king size one as well.
Yeah. And you know what's good about the king size?
They're thin, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're thin, but the cherry, those ones are the best because they come already broken in half.
Did it up?
Yes.
So if you want maximum amount of cherry ripe, but you just want to save some for later, it's great. No one shares a cherry ripe.
I've got to say, living overseas, that was the thing I missed most. Australia cherry ripes. That sounds really sad, but
no, I'm surprised they don't have it in other countries.
No, they don't. And you know what? It is such a good day when you find the limited edition when they've double coated it.
Oh yeah,
they're rare. It is so rare to find
dark chocolate. Will you have a go at that?
Yeah, 100%.
If you get real wild.
This is amazing. You know what? Cherry ripes are underrated.
A lot of people don't like them, actually.
Really?
They're like, what is this weird cherry?
Well, thing? I always find in those box of favourites that people give you for like Christmas and stuff like that, they're always, that and Turkish Delight are the ones that are always left over.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great. So they're the ones I go for.
Day.
Well, you know what? Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have come out saying that cherry ripes are what they ultimately miss overseas living in Nashville.
Well, I just think that is absolute BS.
No, they've come out, they've said it, they've admitted.
I believe they said that, but if you are on Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman money, you can have any food you want shipped, let alone something like a chocolate bar that stays, like, absolutely fine in a package for years.
That's true.
Why don't they just get a box shipped over?
Well, they could, but I guess, you know, they're always on diets.
Well, that's a whole other reason to miss it, because you never eat anything.
That's probably why they're permanently living in Nashville.
Can I just say, I had no idea about that story before I chipped in there. Sorry about that, Jay, but I totally see where they're coming from.
It's the
best thing ever.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Cherry ripes are amazing.
All right, we'll go one more, purely because I read this story this morning and I just want to share it with the world. Swearing in movies.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it. Yeah, it's real life, you know?
Yeah, okay. I don't mind swearing, okay? I will admit when the mics are off and it's just genuine
chit-chat
and Jake can just, you know, let loose, I do swear. Everyone does. I'm human.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in movies now, I've noticed, like, the humour has slightly changed over the years and that they do swear a lot more than what they really have to. They're, like, swearing sort of become this, I don't know, like, its own version of humour.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Like, if you watched a movie with Steve Martin in the 90s, he's not using swearing for, comedic effect.
Yeah.
Whereas movies now with, like, you know, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen and stuff, they do.
Well, my view on it is, like, I feel like before they were so restricted that they had an unnaturally low amount in there. Like, they'd drop a hammer on their toe and not swear. Are you kidding? If you drop a hammer on your toe, you're 100% swearing. It doesn't matter if you're the queen.
Plus two. I think people are getting a little bit, like, looser with what they do. I mean, there's a time and a place for swearing. I swear probably a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to it. And there's a study that's come out and said that if you swear more, you're a bit smarter.
Really?
Apparently.
I did hear that.
So I'm all for movie swearing.
They say swearing, like, at work even, it actually releases a lot of stress.
Apparently also, too, it makes you more trustworthy.
Really?
Yes.
Because everybody does it.
That's right. If you maybe that comes down to, like, if you're not doing it, you're hiding it and being untrustworthy.
Yeah, but
anyway, don't swear, kids.
But don't swear. But you will when you're an adult. But I just want to, like, touch base on this real quick though. Bring this up because Jonah Hill, he was crowned the sweariest actor in Hollywood, and this blew my mind, right? Because basically, that someone, like, sits there. They had this robot, in fact, analyze all, like, 3,500 movies, and they were analysing the amount of swearing in each film. Turns out that Jonah Hill swears the most out of any actor when it comes to making movies.
There we go. He's the king of it.
He's the king.
Fascinating.
I know. I thought it was amazing.
Someone's job, eh?
Yeah, to get that.
Now, next we are talking about, and this sounds bizarre, but there's a certain piece of food in our fridge here at work that's causing a little bit of drama/excitement.
In the office.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it after the break.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Novos. I'm very excited because Happy Mobile Cafe has just pulled up in their black van.
Oh, I can see them on the security camera.
They're brewing up some coffee for us. I can't wait. Carl and Benny, the best guys, the best coffee.
Gee, everyone's out there this morning. I'm just looking at our security camera. This is how good they are. There's about four people from the office going out there.
All socially distanced, of course.
I love how excited everyone gets. I'm watching the glimmer in both of your eyes.
Well, you don't drink coffee, do you?
No, not often. If I do, I'm bouncing off the walls. It nearly puts like my heart to sleep. But you guys are very excited.
Yeah,
it's a brand new life.
Oh, love it. It's just the shot of life I need in the mornings, you know?
Absolutely.
Perks me up.
Hey, next though, of course, with the whole lockdown with COVID-19, a lot of people left their offices to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
One lady has had to do this for 9 weeks.
Mm.
Quite a long time, right? Now, she's just returned to work, but she's realised when she's come back that there was a banana left in her desk drawer the entire time.
Oh, yuck. I'm just picturing all the flies or little bugs just making out in there.
Well, banana's got a real bad stale smell as well.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to touch it because you can see the wrinkles. You're like, ooh.
And you know the, like, almost the worst thing is when she got home, she realised the banana was there, so she's known about it the whole time.
Oh. It's just been lingering in her mind.
Anxiety to the max. Anyway, we're going to talk about this banana and our own resident fruit fossil here at work.
Yeah, that next. Right now, though, Meatloaf. Chasing tops of 24 on the coast, 24 in Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny as well. It's 7:07 with the Novos on New FM. Good morning. Meatloaf for your Wednesday morning, 7:13 on UFM. You're waking up with the Novos.
We're talking about food that's been left for ages. This is because this lady had to go into lockdown, had to work from home, left the office, and then got home and realised she'd left a banana in the drawer. Has had to go back after 9 weeks. That's getting to the point where you need to borrow one of those PPE suits from the COVID workers.
Festy.
And to try and get the thing out of there.
Yuck. You wouldn't want to touch it. And it's the one thing you'd forget is to take gloves, so you'd be around trying to find the tissue box. Hey, where's the tissues? Like, to pick it up.
No, because they actually, like, bananas almost melt when they go off.
Yep.
Like, they get very liquidy, all encapsulated in that.
Just disgusting.
The only liquid banana you should have is in a smoothie.
Yeah. Now, I'd imagine you'd want to, like, pick it up. You know those long tongs they use to handle radioactive material?
Or, like, at a barbecue?
You know, like in The Simpsons, they're, like, using those long tongs?
You showed me a photo of this. It was black.
Yes, like, totally.
The banana after 9 weeks. It didn't look like a banana at all. It looked like a long, extra long burnt sausage, like charcoal.
Like, just talking about leaving food for ages, it reminded me of this time when I was, like, growing up. My grandmother, she made this stew.
Yeah.
And, like, we ate on it for, like, a couple of days. Like, you heat it up again. And then, for some reason, it got left for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it was in, like, a big old cast iron pot. And then we got back, like, oh, that smells. And she goes, don't worry, I'll deal with it. Took it out the back and, like, was going to feed it to the chooks. Like, they were hanging around the chickens. But she just forgot about it.
Yeah.
And we found the pot, like, 2 months later.
No.
And it was one of the worst experiences dealing with that thing.
I just would have thrown it in the bin.
I think we did.
Yeah.
But then you got, like, your bin smells. Like, I think we ended up trying to have to, like, hose it
out. You know when you know you're a grown-up when you're dealing with, like,
stuff
the smells
like
of food? Because whenever I get a roast chook, I'll, like, you get the carcass, you pick it all off, and then I always put it into a plastic bag and then put it in the freezer and wait to put it in the bin the night before, thinking, when did my life become this?
So boring.
People do it, though. Kids are the worst for it, hiding their lunches. that they don't eat?
I used to do that all the time. I had an incident with a tuna sandwich that I left in my bag across school holidays.
Oh, Jackson.
That's yeah. the end of that bag.
Yuck, where did you hide it?
I used to, because I had a big walk-in cupboard, so I used to just throw it up the top and just forget about it. And I never wanted to be like, Mum, I didn't eat my lunch, so I just kept it all in my bag. And I reckon every 3 weeks I'd clean out the sandwiches. But school holidays really did me in.
You know, I'm sorry, hearing that too, it sounds like child abuse. Bloody tuna sandwich. Why was she packing you a tuna sandwich for school?
Tuna sandwiches are good. Yeah. It's a different situation.
Then why did you eat it?
Because I was a child.
Yeah, children just like picky and don't do anything.
But it's funny because we saw this story pop up yesterday and then I said, Crevo, you're not going to believe this. But someone's like, we're going to have a banana incident in our fridge at work because someone's left their apple there.
And it's been there a little while.
Like, probably, I don't know, it's starting to look wrinkly. I've actually put the photo on our Facebook page. This apple is still there. And I love how, you know, this lady forgot her banana in her drawer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one's going to see that.
Of course.
Apple's been sitting there for easily, like, maybe a good 3 or 4 weeks. And I think no one has bothered to throw it away. This, check our Facebook page out now because it's hilarious.
Jackson just looked at it then and it looked like he smelt a dead rabbit.
It honestly looks like an orangey reddish leather bean bag.
Yeah, so my first impression, like seeing it at a distance, if you squint, it looks a bit like Donald Trump's face when he's he's got all that orange makeup on, you know, when they really put it on.
Yeah.
That sun glow.
But I just love though, like when it gets to that point, fair game. Anyone can throw that out of the fridge because no one's eaten it.
No.
But I just love how we've all left it there for the person whose it was to throw away.
It's providing us with entertainment.
It is.
So, yeah.
It's amazing. But we thought, you know, you're genius, Crevo. Let's put this on Facebook and help us name it.
Yeah, it's like a pet.
We're adopting it now. And we've already had people comment on it. Donna reckons we should call it Bellatrix, in brackets, female warrior.
Okay.
Katie reckons it should be called the Scrotum.
it does look a bit like that.
And Eddie's saying, call it Bill at the moment. So,
all right, some other ideas that I've come up with. I feel like it looks like, do you remember in Lord of the Rings those trees that walk around?
And talk?
Yeah, I think they're called tree beard.
Yeah.
I feel like they look like a face of that, all wrinkly and old. And then it looks a little bit also like Ellen DeGeneres' neck. You know, all real
poor
wrinkly
and
sort of leathery.
Oh,
I can see that, yeah.
Poor Ellen. Well, speaking of Ellen, is she popping up in your What's the Goss?
Do you know what? Not today. What's the Goss is, I'm going American Idol again. So, like, yesterday we did Katy Perry, who's a judge. Everyone's worried about Ryan Seacrest because something's happened. I'm going to play you some audio and get your opinion on it as well. And also, too, Jade, I know you're a fan of this new Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber song that they've got going on, which
I
is
am.
Number one on Billboard.
Ew.
A little bit of controversy, though, about how they got there. So I'm going to play you some audio after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, yeah, we made it, fam, luckily. Look, I want to start with Ryan Seacrest because he's one of my favourite guys in the world, right?
Yeah.
So he's obviously the host of American Idol.
Yep.
They're doing it all via Zoom, which is really strange. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's in, like, the final sort of round. Yeah, so it's all via Zoom. So Ryan Seacrest is just sitting at his house at home hosting American Idol.
I don't really like it.
He must have, like, big screens or something.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing to see. I wish they just bench shows for a while.
Yes, put them on the bench.
But everyone's really concerned about him because they're saying that he could have had a stroke on live TV.
What?
So he started to slur his words, which I'll play for you in a second, and then one of his eyes just closed for the rest of the episode.
Cynthia Erivo and the top 11 right there. You can catch her playing Aretha Franklin on the National Geographic Limited series, Genius Aretha, premiering this fall.
So they've come out and said that it's just his Zoom has sort of lagged a little bit, and he's under a lot of stress because this guy's like doing radio in LA. He's hosting the Good Morning America show.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah, yeah. He does so much, like producing
Kardashians.
He works
like 9 days a week.
That's insane.
Yeah, so they've come out and said he's just really tired, but a lot of people concerned.
To me, hearing that, it sounded like a computer glitch, but if he's all of a sudden his eyes shut
his
for
eyes
the
just
whole.
Closed.
Wait, that's not normal.
Do you guys remember a little while ago, there was someone who was seen on the news?
Yes.
And they, like a doctor was watching the news and went, you got to get that skin checked out, and they had a cancerous mole?
Yeah, well that also happened to Bree Amer. Remember Friday Night Games on Big Brother?
Yeah.
She had a lump on her neck, and a doctor rang up and got in contact with Channel 10 and said she needs to get
that's
it checked
right.
out. And it saved her life.
Wow.
So this sort of thing can happen.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
Especially like TVs are so good now, you can see things so clearly that, you know, if doctors are watching, then there's a good chance that they can pick up on things that normally wouldn't be picked up on before.
Yeah, if he's working that hard though, that's got to be stress. That's next level, hey.
Especially since like everything that's happening now, everyone's work routine is thrown out, and that adds a layer of stress. So if you're doing like 3 or 4 jobs like he is, you got to think about all of those routines. That's 3 or 4 times more of that extra stress.
Just on another note though, like, there should be a cap on how many jobs a person should work at once, like, especially in the entertainment industry. I think I brought this up once before off air, like moons ago. I was having a rant because a celebrity was doing multiple different hosting gigs. I'm thinking, just share it around to other people in the industry.
You can't put a limit on how much people work. If people want to do things and they get the jobs, you've got to
I don't think it's fair.
I do get what you're saying. Like Osher Ginsberg.
Yeah,
just
like,
hosts everything. Give someone else a chance.
Give someone else a shot.
Bring back James Matheson.
You know what I mean? There's lots of talented people out there struggling, and it's just like you're hogging all the jobs for yourself.
I think that's BS. I think if you're talented and you can get any job you can get, you can do it, you do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about struggling and hogging as well. The Billboard charts, right? People struggle to get to number one. Not if you're Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. So they've got that new song out, right? 6ix9ine. Have you heard of him?
Yeah,
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, Tekashi.
He's like a rapper.
Rapper? Okay.
He's sitting at number 3 right now in the charts. And he's cut, so he wants to like shed a light on how these big stars get to number one.
I want the world to know that Billboard is a lie. You can buy number ones on Billboard. Last Thursday, Ariana was stuck with you, submitted 60,000 units last second. They purchased 30,000 and so units with 6 credit cards.
So they're saying basically that management of Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber purchased 30,000 copies of that record to push it to number one.
You know what? If you think about it from a marketing perspective,
yeah,
now you can buy a single for about like a dollar.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's only costs you $30,000 to make your song number one. You'll make that back so quickly. If you've got a number one song, it's going to get more like
plays from other people, more hype.
On radio, on TV, everything.
And then touring eventually that sort of stuff.
He's had Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber have had a number one single with this. Of course, you're going to sell more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, like in the past, 30,000 like units, you would have had to buy 30,000 say CDs.
Yeah.
And a single back then was like $10.
Yeah, it was.
That's like $300,000. Probably not going to get your money back, but $30,000, you might actually do all right.
I know, but it's not fair. It's not right, is it?
Well, I'm not saying it's right. No. I'm just saying that it's ripe for abuse because it's so cheap now.
Is there a way of stopping that?
I couldn't imagine how.
I don't know how
really.
You do that.
But, like, it could be cheaper sometimes because in Australia, you look at the number one charts on the ARIAs and stuff like that. People like Beyonce only have to sell sometimes, like, in down, like, when it's not peak season of releasing songs.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's only, like, 7,000 copies you've got to sell to get to number one. I think Beyonce's album went to number one and it only sold, like, 13,000 here in Australia.
No.
If you think about it from that way, you could have a number one song in Australia for $13,001.
Mm-hmm. And the more you sell, the bigger budgets they give you to tour.
100%.
So it's kind of a win-win.
Jeez. There's an insight.
And we're not by any means saying that the music industry is dodgy. We'd never say that. But just have a think about it if you would.
Well, after this, Jackson, you've got yourself into a bit of a sticky situation, yes, which you're not really happy about. You got a fine.
I did get a fine, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, you actually thinking of disputing it.
Yeah, well, someone recommended it, and then it tweaked something in my mind, so I thought I'd bring it to the show.
Yes, okay. Sweet. Well, we're going to delve into this fighting business with the courts and the law next.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, Jackson, Jackson.
Been a naughty boy.
You have been a naughty boy. You got a fine.
Unintentionally.
And
kicking myself for it.
Yeah, of course.
Now you...
The regret sets in.
Yeah, you're thinking of disputing it. Tell us
more. Yeah, so I got a fine. I was doing 47 in a school zone. So I was just over the threshold. But it was like first day back of term when kids technically weren't there.
Oh.
So it's still a school zone.
Yeah.
But there's nobody around.
But and the kids weren't at school, though, were they, at that point?
Well, I don't think so. I think it was, like, a pupil-free day, technically. And then the only kids that were at school were, like, mandatory children.
Yeah.
So I initially wasn't going to fight it. But then someone said, oh, I would be putting in a dispute. One, because it was only 7 kilometres over, which is not good at all. But also, two, no one was technically at school. So I just didn't know where I stood with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically no one there.
Mm.
7K's over. Oh,
I feel like I'm still in a bit of trouble, but yeah. I just wanted to hold on to some hope.
Well, it's one of those things, though, you can... I don't know, like, personally, because I had this thought, like, this is when we were on holidays for a couple of weeks. I think school was in. This is the thing, I didn't know if school was in or wasn't in.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I was going through a school zone, and I was thinking, I did put my foot on the brake, or, like, quickly, because I was thinking, crap. Like, am I still... Are the zones still enforced? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to sort of contest it. Not because I'm denying I did anything wrong. Absolutely. But there's just so much confusion about the rules.
Right.
Well, technically, you haven't done anything wrong.
If there were no kids.
If there were no kids. Like, if schools were closed, you'd think that, like, even if it was the term technically was there. But I don't know. Should Jackson be fighting the fine? What are your thoughts? 13-10-09.
Going to get them after the Kings of Leon. Be kind to me.
Yeah, or is he in the total wrong?
Or should he just
pay
up?
And he should pop the fine and be a good boy.
I'm going to do it after this. Sex on Fire, 7:41 with the Novos. Good morning. It is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. The Kings of Leon on 105.3 New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, and I've got myself a bit of a speeding fine dilemma.
Shut up and drive. That
you do. And you know what? I think you should be contesting your fine, to be perfectly honest, because basically you were doing 47 in a 45 school zone, but the thing is, it was when kids weren't at school.
40 school zone.
Oh, 40 school zone. Oh, sorry. Whoops.
Yeah. So technically, if you look at it, like, if kids were at school, it's 7 kilometres over the speed limit. If kids aren't at school, I'm being fined for being 13 kilometres under the speed limit. So I just wanted some advice from you guys.
Right. Okay.
As to what I should do going forward.
Personally, I think you should contest it.
I don't know. I think you'll mess around for ages, and then you've done the wrong thing anyway, and you'll have to pay anyway.
But has he done the wrong thing? That's the thing, you can argue.
Where the light's flashing.
That's what I mean. I can't actually remember.
Oh, that's hard.
So, you know.
I think if the kids, if you'd assume that if the kids were told to be stayed at home, then school zones went out the window with being enforced.
And I'm kicking myself because I'm usually ultra cautious because on my drive home to Sydney, there's so many speed cameras.
Oh,
so I normally pay attention to it all. But I think all this talk of just kids aren't at school, kids aren't at school, kids aren't at school, that hasn't been front of my mind. Do you know what I mean? To just sort of be like, oh, put the foot on the brake.
Totally. Let's go to the phones. Let's sort this out. Should Jackson be contesting the fine?
Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, how are we all?
Hey, really good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show. What do you think? Should Jackson be paying the fine or contesting it?
Oh, I wouldn't be contesting it, put it that way.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because even though everyone was saying that the kids weren't at school, some schools are still open, like Savannah started kindy this year.
Yeah.
Our school was still open, even though there was only 25 kids there. It looked deserted, but it was still open. And also, Jackson, I'd go back and because you said you didn't can't remember where the lights were flashing, I'd go back and see if there's lights there.
Oh, and, yeah, that's true.
Good call.
And if there's lights there that do flash, don't contest it. Because yeah. I'll just say, the lights were flashing, that's your warning, you didn't adhere to the warning.
Okay, a bit of advice there from Robbie. Check if there's lights,
all
fair
right,
enough.
Thanks for your call.
Greg, my man, what do you reckon? Contest it or just cop the fine?
Well, I think you're looking at it from the wrong way. The police are going to look at it if you've broken a law, and that's all. And it was the school zone, it was during the time, that's the law. If you broke the law, you'll have to pay the fine.
Yeah, but I don't know, though.
Black
with
and
all,
white, eh, Greg?
But with Greg, I understand what you're saying, but I sort of look at it as well, though. If you're reading on the news every 2 seconds, or, you know, schools are closed, and you're not thinking, there's no traffic around, you're not seeing kids in school uniforms anywhere. You know, it wasn't like he was going over the usual speed limit of 50. So technically, you can look at it as though he wasn't breaking the law.
Yeah, that's true. But on another matter, I've also noticed that if you drive up the M1 freeway, you'll see 3 police cars and a motorbike. The police are out in force because the government's given away millions of dollars to keep us all in jobs, and I think they want to get that money back.
Mm. Okay, so
that's a good point.
Good point. Patrol. Fair enough.
Still a big grey area.
Certainly is. Good morning, Katie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's the way. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think everyone's going to be contesting everything at this point. They're going, oh, no, poor COVID, I've got no money, I can't pay it, all this sort of thing. So I think when they saw Jackson doing a little bit over, they're probably like, oh, here we go, here's our ticket. And, they're probably just out to get anyone they can, and everyone will be contesting it. So I think you're probably going to end up having to pay it, unfortunately. But, I mean, why not join the crowd and contest anything you can at this point? They might just let you get away with it, or, I don't know, it depends on the person. They can be a bit, you know,
lenient at times.
They can. But then, again, like Greg said, everyone's out to get the money back, I suppose, so...
That is true. Do you know what? Actually, I've kind of flipped my opinion on this now.
What? Really? Are you going to contest it?
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Okay.
I initially was going to. I don't want to waste anyone's time. Realistically, it's a small fine. Probably did the wrong thing.
How much is it?
I think it's about $250.
That's
and how many
school zone,
much.
School zone.
Yeah, how many points?
I think it's 2 points.
2 points.
Which is not that big.
Yeah, okay.
You know. I'll just let bygones be bygones.
Let it go.
Like
they say in Frozen.
I'd be doing
the contesting.
You are
the angel on my shoulder, Crevo. Jade is the devil.
Yeah,
whispering in my ear, contest it.
What is it? Smeagol.
Yeah. My precious.
Contest it. The money.
Oh, well, your decision. Oh, I'm glad we've helped you resolve that.
I'll keep you up
issue.
To date.
Yeah, please do. Because I'd love to know what ends up happening. But, guys... Okay, I told you over the holidays when I came back, I'd got into crocheting because my mother-in-law's...
Because you're 100.
I'm 100, 101 soon in July, and my mother-in-law's been teaching me how to do it. I went to Spotlight to buy more wool. I was trying to, look for the different, you know, fancier... You can get, coloured crochet needles and...
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Crochet needle cases to keep your stuff in, and everything was almost sold out because...
Tea and Bicky trays,
you
know, to have them too.
Everybody's doing it. You make fun, but it's popular, and to the point where I've actually found these... crochet groups online on Facebook, and I joined one, and geez, it gets nasty in those groups. I want to tell you more about this catty crochet group I'm involved in.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The weekend blinding lights for your Wednesday morning. It is 7:57 with the Novos on UFM.
So I got into crocheting on my holidays. And so I've joined a few Facebook groups and pages, getting into it, trying to find out different patterns and ways of doing things. And there's some really creative people out there. And this is one page where...
Are they all called Karen?
One. One of them is actually called Karen. But it's really funny because they'll post, you know, different really creative things that they've come up with, and they're really proud of them, you know, to share something that you've done. You're stoked, you know, like,
crocheting's,
I did this.
It's like a type of knitting sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a knitting. So instead of, like, knitting needles, you only have one needle, right, essentially. Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, you use wool and you weave in and out and you can create scarves, jumpers, bags.
Some people make some really fancy stuff. Like, yes. Some of the stuff that I see, I'm like, wow.
And it's not always granny. Like, you know those...
I imagine everyone who crochets is called Dorothy.
But it's not all granny stuff. Trust me, there's some cool stuff out there. And I joined this group and I saw this amazing post that got put in there. And this girl, she's very young and she'd come up with, you know, how face masks are really popular right now.
Sure.
She'd crocheted these face masks that were out of this world. They're very cool. It's something Lady Gaga would wear. So it's this face mask that sort of had, you know, fangs.
Like, but 3D.
Yeah, like 3D. So it had fangs and then, like, she managed to crochet, like, these fangs on this face mask with braces and, you know, really bright, vivid colours so you could see the tongue hanging out. And when Crevo says 3D, like, she'd sort of made the tongue be able to poke out of the
all
mask.
All the way out, and that's quite cool. A long way hanging down. Like, some, these look like, you showed me a picture before, they actually looked like some sort of amazing Mexican Halloween masks,
yeah,
or something. These are really...
like, next level. Like, you know,
very
when you get
artistic, very creative.
Pop out, you know those 3D pop-up cards? So when you open it and it pops out at you? That's the next level of skill and creativity this girl's done with these masks.
I see them and I actually go, you know what, they belong in like an art exhibit.
Yeah.
That's the quality, that, like, the very high quality, very well done.
But the thing is, I went to go comment on it, and it's very rare when you urge to comment. And when I sort of clicked on that section and then all everyone's comments sort of flooding through, I was thinking, oh, my God, this is vicious. I'm in a caddy crochet group. So I'm going to read you some of the comments that these women, these adults have written on these young girls' face mask posts, okay? So we'll start off with Karen. Karen goes, only because you know how to do it doesn't mean you should be doing it. In this world, we have enough bad taste.
Oh,
isn't that rough?
That is terrible, because you'd think a crochet group would be all soft and friendly old grannies offering you tea and bickies.
Yep, not next level. We'll go over to Nelly. What is the purpose of posting such rubbish? Okay, Nelly. 7 people actually liked that comment she left. Then we'll go to Asthma. I don't like the idea, ... Make some cute masks, like happy emojis. Like, this continued. We'll do another one. Ali, not nice for this site. And then she's left about 10 angry faces. And I'm thinking, surely they could appreciate, like, all that hard work and effort this girl went into. And she made about 6 different, like, varieties and versions.
And like I said before, you did show me the pictures. They actually look like something that belong in an art exhibit that people would pay to go and see.
See.
That's the quality that they're done at. And just to see that sort of thing, like, what's wrong with people?
I don't know.
In a crochet group.
Well, that's probably what it is. It's so good that they're sitting at home looking at their scarves and they're like,
their scarf with 3 wonky lines down the middle. Yeah.
It was next level. So, you know, I decided to jump on there and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this girl a boost. So I wrote, I love all these creations. You're so talented. Well done. The imagination knows no bounds.
Good on you, Jay.
So I hope she read it and, you know, she's boosted and will keep making them, because I couldn't believe the cattiness of those women.
Unbelievable.
You know
stuff.
What? They get the shame bell.
Excellent. Ring that thing loud and proud. Users next, and also our Weather Whiz kid, who we'll be hearing from.
Yay!
Very exciting stuff.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz kid with the Novos.
My name is Ollie Perry, and I go to Shoal Bay Public School. I'm in Year 4, and my teacher is Miss Parker. I'd like to say hello to my friends and family listening. A mostly sunny day ahead with possible morning fog and light wind becoming north to northwesterly. We're expecting our top temperature of 24 degrees in the city, 23 degrees inland and 23 degrees around the lake. Partly cloudy with the chance of showers tomorrow. Partly cloudy with the chance of showers on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home in Newcastle's This Music, 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Oh, she was adorable.
So cute, right?
Oh, feels. If you want to be our next weather whiz kid or you'd like to nominate your child to be, jump onto our website at newfm.com.au. But you have a chance to win a Jester's mobile car clean inside and out with $70 right now. If you join the show and give us your thoughts on 131009 this morning, is it right or wrong for cafes and restaurants to have a COVID-19 surcharge? This is happening. Cafes and restaurants are sneakily adding this onto your bill without you noticing. Mm.
It's just starting off.
It's, yeah. Not everywhere's doing it. But I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't think they should be putting a COVID-19 surcharge on, personally.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's wrong.
They got a lot of extra costs, though, at the moment.
Yeah, but you know what? They're getting subsidised in certain ways as well. So we'll delve more into it after this. But on 131009, is it right or wrong for cafes and restaurants to have a COVID-19 surcharge? Join the show.
Marshmallow Cane Brown now, though. It's one thing right. You're with the Novos on UFM 812. Good morning. Tracking tops of 24 degrees on the coast, 24 in Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday. You're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
Yep, and on 131009 this morning, is it right or wrong for cafes and restaurants to have a COVID-19 surcharge? This is slowly starting to happen in certain parts. Not everywhere's doing it, but someone's actually taken a picture of their receipt and it's going viral because they've noticed a sneaky COVID-19 surcharge has been tacked on, which I personally don't think cafes and restaurants should be doing.
I can understand it because they have so many extra costs at the moment.
Like what, though?
Well, they've got to put up, like, screens. They've got to, you know, make sure their staff are doing extra hygiene stuff. They've got to clean the tables after every customer.
They should be doing that in general. So, yeah, really,
it's another level, though.
And
also, you can only have 10 people in there, so your earnings are way down as well.
Yeah, but you're putting on less staff. You're an idiot if you're putting full staff on with only 10 peak customers.
Yeah, I just think that they're just get a lot more going on.
I stand with you on this one, Crevo, because I've got a friend who owns a pub, so I think he's like rent each month's about $25,000 and his landlord's not lowering it, so he's still going to meet that. And he said to open the doors for people who might just come in and buy a bowl of chips and a schooner. He's still got to put on chefs. He's still got to, do you know what I mean? He's got to open his doors. He's struggling to pay rent, so he's not actually opening. So
yeah, but then there's JobKeeper there as an option as well.
But even with the JobKeeper and stuff like that, to try and make $25,000 a month rent, pretty huge. I wouldn't be offended if I seen on my receipt
couple of dollars.
A couple of bucks extra.
That's just one case. Some people have a cafe and like in an alleyway, not on the main street, and they're not paying that much rent. Mm. So for them, things aren't changing, like, or as bad, I should say, as your mate, which I feel sorry for him. But, you know, I think you can't have some people doing it and some people not doing it. Mm. I think it's wrong. But anyway, we're taking your thoughts on it this morning. Peter, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Jade. I think it might be a little bit of price gouging. I understand we are in difficult times, but when we're not in difficult times and we're in good times, do they give us extra money back?
No, that's true.
Mm.
I mean, you make a good point there.
Yeah, and also, you know, like, we're all being forced to use our cards, debit card or credit card, but yet the banks are still charging fees when you exceed your limit.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's a fair point.
Okay.
And yeah, no, thank you. You've hit the nail on the head, Peter. Man of sense this morning. And I completely agree with you in this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your call. Let's go to Dale. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Dale.
How you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show this morning.
That's all right. My pleasure.
So tell us, what are your thoughts? Is a COVID surcharge right or wrong?
I I think it's okay as long as the customer is aware of it and shouldn't just find it on their docket.
Yeah, okay. That's a great... Like, I actually agree with that. I'm supporting it, but I think that's a good idea. Like, maybe a sign out the front, you know, or when the waitress greets you, hey, guys, just letting you know, it's $2 extra because we really got a lot of bills at the moment.
Yeah, and if you want to pay it, that's fine. You go ahead and pay it.
That's right, and if you don't, you can walk out.
Don't sneak it on. That's exactly right. Don't sneak it on after the transaction's made.
Yeah.
Let them know up front what they're dealing with.
What you're in for.
Yeah, exactly, because then I've got the choice if I want to pay or not.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly right. You can make that decision for yourself, and you can go ahead and make the purchase, or you can walk away and make your own cup of coffee.
True. Well, thanks for that, Dale.
Thanks, Dale. All right, we'll try the line here. New FM, you're with the Novos. Hello?
No, they're gone.
They're dropped away.
All right.
Like, and it's not just me being, like, a stinge, but, you know, there's a lot of people out of work at the moment who've lost their jobs.
Yep.
And then, you know, if everywhere starts putting a COVID-19 tax on too, I know they're struggling, but in a lot of ways too, you know, they can claim, you know, the extra hand sanitizer on tax or the screens that they have to put up. And the thing is, with cafes and restaurants too, maybe some have had to close down, but not all of them. They've been able to do takeaway this whole time as well.
I mean, that's true, but I think hospitality of all industries has been probably hit the hardest out of, you know, in Australia especially. So, you know, I'm acutely aware of that, and it does make me... I think Dale made a great point. If you're going to do it, there should be a rule. It needs to be upfront. You need to find out very clear about it, because then people can make the choice. I'll go to somewhere that doesn't have it.
True.
Next, though, guys, we've talked about dumb criminals on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But this one's on another level. A couple of guys have committed a robbery wearing watermelons that they hollowed out on their heads.
They didn't.
This is a great story. You're going to want to hang around. We'll do it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Dua Lipa, as you wake up with the Novos on New FM 8:27.
We've talked about dumb criminals on this show heaps.
I love a dumb criminal.
I know.
So much entertainment.
Absolutely. And these two guys... well, we're actually not 100% confident they guys, but we're guessing they are. robbed, as the Americans call it, a gas station.
Yep.
They headed into the gas station. They were wearing, instead of masks, hollowed out watermelons with eyes cut. Like, you know, imagine like a Halloween sort of jack-o'-lantern, like the pumpkin on the doorstep.
Yep.
They got the little eyes. That's what they did. They've used those as masks. And I'm actually going to say pretty effective, because they committed the crime on the 5th of May.
Mm.
So we're about 2 weeks in now, and they've still only caught one of them.
Oh, wow.
And they only caught him the other day. So in terms of, like, robbery masks...
they've done
quite
pretty
effective.
Well.
They've sort of been effective.
You know what I'm thinking? Sort of thinking about it, it's like they thought, you know what, we need some money, let's rob a gas station... But let's have some fun before we do it. If you want to call it fun, we'll make our own masks. And one said, yeah, okay, but let's not do the typical, like, balaclava style. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
And let's leave our mark. And then one's gone, well, why not carve out a watermelon? Yeah, I've never done that before. You could just imagine the conversation unfolding.
Mm. Absolutely. And I was thinking about, like, how you'd even start to track someone down like that, because...
Watermelon receipts. You'd have to hit up all the supermarkets in the area.
And find out who bought two watermelons.
Yeah.
Well, like, because they've put the CCTV footage up, and it is great. I mean, it's two people walking into a gas station with melons in there. No weapons used either. I mean, what do you do? Pull the old banana out of the pocket?
Unbelievable.
But where would you even look for suspects? I mean, the only place I can think of is, you know, the cricket, because a lot of people at the cricket used to do the old hollowed out watermelon helmets.
I mean,
they'd be up on that grassy bit, you know, and they'd have the old watermelon helmet on.
How bizarre. Well, I'm going to have to do a Google on that.
I guess it adds a layer of protection as well.
That's what I was thinking, right?
Because I worked at a servo. The first thing I'd do if someone robbed me was throw something at them. So if you got a watermelon in your noggin,
it's going to bounce right off. It's a bit like a helmet.
It's almost like the poor criminal's helmet because they've probably thought, oh, I can't afford a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
They're too heavy. If we need to get away, we don't want to run around with one of them on our heads. They'll fog up, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So they've probably thought, let's go watermelons. At least, you know, they're heavy yet light.
Anyway, the search continues for the final watermelon helmet crim.
And, you know, robbing's bad. Being a criminal is bad, kids. But you know what? That's the mate you want. He's not snitching on the other yet, is he?
No. Well, that's true.
Your mate's not a dobber.
Crime is bad.
Crime is bad.
We're laughing at them.
Yeah, not condoning it.
Yeah, absolutely.
After this, though, guys, we've got to talk Big Brother chat because obviously it's coming back to telly, but on different channel. I think, Seven's got it
now.
Not 10, which is a bit sad. New era of Big Brother, but I find it unsettling. I'll tell you why next.
Yeah, doing your news with Hamish after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, guys, I loved Big Brother when it came on the scene back in the day. It was awesome. And you know what? I think the last one I remember watching on Channel 10, I believe, if my memory's right, was 2012 because I was living up in Queensland with my dad.
Yeah.
And dad really enjoyed watching it, so we'd watch it together.
It was a father-daughter activity.
And we really enjoyed it. And
people hanging around, telling each other secrets, whispering late at night.
So ingrained in, Australian culture as well, I feel. Growing up, that's, some of my fondest memories is sitting back with my family watching Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's interesting. I like the aspect of just watching people interact.
Mm. Just hanging around on artificial grass a lot.
Yeah. Some of it was, crap, but there were good parts of it too. And so, obviously, it disappeared for a while. Now, there's a new Big Brother mansion taken over by Channel 7. They're relaunching it. Mm. And I have to say, I'm not liking it. I'm getting really creepy vibes from the ad. It's just, it's really cringy. I get goosebumps. And I'll tell you why after this. I've got a revelation for you.
Delving into it after George Ezra, Budapest, 24 on the coast, 24 in Maitland in the valley. You are waking up with the Novos. 8:38 on UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And he is here to tell us everything re-COVID-19, the updates, the facts, the figures, etc.
Yep, that's right. Kind of what happens in the last few hours. So we've got a little bit to unpack here. First up, the latest figures. 4 more cases of coronavirus in New South Wales in the last 24 hours. They were all from returned overseas travellers, same as yesterday. And so they're already in quarantine in a hotel since their arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And over 7,000 tests conducted yesterday. So that's good as well,
up on yesterday, isn't it?
Absolutely, which is very important.
The day before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And to that end, they are relaxing travel restrictions across New South Wales. It means that we can now book holidays. We can go on holidays. We can drive into rural and regional areas of the state. However, they're still advising us to really book ahead because some areas are not as open as others, particularly areas that have been affected by the bushfires. Some of them aren't fully open yet. So although that the travel restrictions have been eased, they're still saying, still exercise common sense and stay away from large crowds as well too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, speaking of travel, Qantas says they're actually confident they can actually get half of their domestic network back in the air by July if the states ease their travel restrictions. They've sort of been on ready standby.
That's a great sign.
Yeah, it is. It is. Interestingly, they're not enforcing social distancing on the planes themselves. because, you know, their aircraft, they say that they've got, like, air scrubbers that basically recycle the air every 5 minutes inside the cabin of an aircraft, and it can actually counter 99-point-something% of all viruses that are inside the cabin of an aircraft.
Interesting.
So they're going to be offering face masks for people to wear them, but they're not mandatory. But they're saying they don't really need to keep people socially distant on a enforce social distancing on aircraft.
Well, I think they said that as well, though, too, because if they do start doing that, then it'll drive the prices of the fares up, and they don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I also heard they said they're going to be making people use hand sanitizer before they get onto the plane as well.
Absolutely. And encouraging contactless check-in, more regular cleaning of the aircraft as well, too, and you're absolutely right. Increased physical distancing at Qantas lounges as well, too.
So that's great.
Oh, yeah. No, that's awesome. Great. And the more, the better. And always like to end this on a positive note. I mentioned this in the news last hour. Captain Tom Moore. You know, remember Captain Tom Moore?
Of course.
Moore?
Yeah.
The guy that did 100 laps of his garden in the UK to raise £1,000 for the NHS during the coronavirus. Well, he ended up raising £32 million.
Wow.
And he's already been given an honorary increase in rank to Colonel. That's not official, but it's an honorary thing.
Aww.
But this is honorary. If this is official, he will be given a knighthood.
Oh, good.
So
on
he
him.
Will be Captain Sir Thomas Moore.
Well deserved.
And absolutely well deserved. He has just won the hearts of an entire country and many, many people around the world as well too. He's an absolute trooper.
Yeah, so he's obviously, you know, an older guy.
Yeah, he's 100 years old.
100 years yep. old, and he did these, laps of his driveway, which is, I don't know, it looked like
very
it was
small.
About maybe 30 metres long,
yeah,
the
but
driveway.
100 laps of a driveway, and you're 100 years old.
Yeah. That's a big task.
That's a mountain to climb,
and,
to be
and
honest.
There's been a lot of nice stories around this. His grandson got, like, people started sending him, like, well-wishing cards for his birthday and stuff,
yep.
and there was, like, thousands of them. There's an amazing photo online of all of the cards in one. He had them all up in the school gymnasium.
Yeah.
And it's just like a sea of cards. People obviously just loving this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what
yeah.
a nice feel-good story to end the show. Thanks, Hamish.
That's all right, guys.
Thanks for that.
Well, another day done and dusted. And great news is that it's Wednesday, guys, halfway through the week.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! It's supposed to be really nice out there, too. It's like 24 degrees.
Looks beautiful.
On the other side, really, of the week now. So the weekend's
almost halfway through the year. I'm just going to point that out. Don't wish the week away.
Yeah.
Isn't almost that scary? There. June, July.
August, it's September,
quick,
it's almost Christmas. In fact, everyone get ready for Christmas starting now.
Yeah, yeah.
And New Year and Easter. All right? Sweet.
Let's get this year over with quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick as possible.
Well, 105 minutes commercial free, Jackson.
Yep, I'm sticking around, so enjoy that and have a good day, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.